Wilbur and Brandon Disney.
Hey, that sounds a lot like Rod Stewart's Hot Legs.
What?
You don't know the song either?
Nope.
Yeah, Alzheimer's song.
I think you would think it would be her theme, and I'm thinking, no.
It is for those of us that know the song.
Okay, but at some point, do they sing in this song? Or?
Yes, they do.
Wow. About 3 minutes in, or what?
It doesn't matter.
All right.
Those of us that remember, this is one of the very first videos that ever hit the airwaves back when there was no cable, there was no MTV, there was no nothing.
Believe it or not, this is the Computer Corner.
Hey, I'm reminiscent, pal.
Yeah, I'm letting people know what they're listening to. You're on News Radio 620 KTAR, in case you couldn't figure that out.
Oh. Hey, does KTAR care for kids?
They do, and I think Michael has a little something to read.
Yes, actually, KTAR Cares for Kids is going to be at Casa Paloma at the I-10 and Ray Road and at the Promenade at Scottsdale and Bell today until 3:30. And this is to raise charity.
Raise charity?
Raise money for charity.
Raise items for charity.
How about
yes.
To get toys to kids?
Yeah, you're supposed to bring a new unwrapped toy for this Tots Drive.
You're required to, actually. You're not supposed to. So everybody who's listening to this, that is your payment for listening to the radio.
When you hear us sign off, jump in the car. If you don't already have an unwrapped gift, go buy one and go donate it. You'll feel really good about it. Actually, in last night's newsletter also, we had a link to the Toys for Tots website, which allows you to donate online or contact the area coordinator. So, folks, if you haven't done it, do it. You'll feel good about it.
Yeah, if nothing else, for the selfish feeling good for yourself thing.
And you'll make somebody's Christmas. Toys for Tots, a great program. All right, let's talk about what happened in the world of tech this past week with our on-the-spot reporter, Michael.
This is the part where I can sleep, right?
Huh?
Just kidding.
Okay.
Valdivia. Valdi.
Valdivia.
Hey, I got it right the first time.
There we go.
Wait, how about Valdiva? Because she could be our digital diva.
Right, all right.
I'm digging.
It's better than previous names, I suppose.
It's Double D, too.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Anyway.
Anyways, the day that Napster died just came about. What happened? They finally took it apart and put it up for auction. Napster is now officially no longer.
The software was free. Why would you have to buy it on an auction?
Oh no! They actually, a company by the name of Roxio. I'm sure you've heard of them.
Uh-huh.
They bought the technology.
Oh, so what was that? What were they taking apart then?
They basically hacked everything that had come to make the company what it was.
Ah.
They auctioned off everything.
Like laser printers and
telephones, just small things.
Yeah. Own a piece of history.
Yeah, basically.
The defunct Napster. Oh, well. So Napster's dead.
They are dead.
That must mean file sharing is dead, right?
But no.
Yeah, actually, somebody in email wrote and said, hey, now that Napster's gone and they're charging, or is there any other services kind of like that out there at all?
Kazaa, Morpheus?
Hey, no. We're not giving people any ideas.
No, not at all, Kazaa.
Yeah, we don't give people information, Morpheus, like that.
Aimster? Yeah, I shouldn't say that.
We don't want to tell people how to pirate software, Kazaa, K-A-Z-A-A.
Right.
No way. All right, so anyway.
Okay, but no, they are not dead. Actually, Kazaa, which is part of the news.
That's one of the bigger pirating areas in the world.
Correct. It's actually a subsidiary of...
Subsidiary? Swing batter.
Yeah, it's part of Morpheus. But anyways, there's a new virus. Well, it's not actually new, but this portion of it is. It's a worm virus that spreads via the Kazaa peer-to-peer network.
Did you say it's a worm one?
Warm, yeah.
Warm, yeah.
Warm and fuzzy.
Yeah. Huh. Makes you feel good inside.
You're good enough?
Yeah.
Doggone it, people like you. What the warning really is if you're out there pirating software, because you can download pirated versions of software from Kazaa, and if you do, you're taking a huge risk that, along with that Blackbeard software that you're pirating, you're going to be getting some of that stuff that they used to get back in the old pirate days.
In case you're wondering what the heck happened to this show.
It's gone. So you shouldn't pirate... Huh?
Yeah.
Imagine, if you will, a place where you can grab software for free and get something as an added bonus, and that's what you have to watch out for. So don't pirate software.
Be careful out
what
there.
What else is in the news?
Also, now no longer is Google just Google. It is now Frugal.
Frugal.
Frugal and Google. And actually, I believe I put a site link to that on our website for this week's radio. But what it is you can go. It's like my Simon. You can now go to frugal.google.com.
How about just frugal.com?
And shop. And what it does, don't even start with that.
Frugal.google.com. Actually, frugal.com works too.
Exactly. So, but you can shop just like you would at My Simon. It takes a collection of all other locations and brings it to give you the best price for that item.
Well, I played with it yesterday, and the thing I like about Frugal over My Simon, you really, the way that they present the stuff is based on if merchants pay or something or other. And Google or Frugal.
Frugal.google?
Yeah, Frugal.google. Frugal. It puts the paid advertisements to the right, and the stuff that's just straight on search is what you get for your results.
It's so it's just like their search engine where the paid junk goes on the right
exactly.
in those little shaded boxes. And
unadulterated, really good shopping bot.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And it has like Amazon.com and all the other companies that do the same thing listed on the bottom, so it even gives you a link to them. It's very resourceful.
If you're looking for something online, Frugal.
That's how you can do your geek gadget shopping right there.
Yeah.
What else?
Okay, and Microsoft, well, someone tried to pull one over on them this time. The company's manager has been charged with...
The manager?
No, one of the managers.
Oh, okay.
Not the one. Gates doesn't really need to be taking anything.
Mr. Ballmer now.
Yeah.
Who I believe is worth $13 billion or something.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah.
It went way down.
Anyway, a manager at Microsoft.
Yeah, he was charged with taking something like $9 million away from the software giant.
And how was he doing it?
He was basically just somehow, they don't really say how he did. They just say that he's facing 15 counts, but the way they caught him was because he started buying all these different things, a Hummer, a 51-foot yacht, and all these different things he was buying, like no one would notice.
A lifestyle he couldn't really afford.
Just because you bought a Hummer means you're stealing?
Yeah, well, and a 51-foot yacht.
Oh, you have to buy them together?
Yeah.
All right. So there you go, folks.
You need something to pull the yacht. You know?
Employers out there, if you've got an employee or a manager, you're in your company that ends up with a Hummer and a yacht, you know.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Brandon, can I put my yacht over at your house?
Yeah. And if you're Microsoft and you lost $9 million, don't cry too much because you'll get that back in the next 10 minutes.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
Not a problem.
Michael, the digital diva.
That's right.
Now, you know, divas use too much. We're going to have to get something better than that.
It's part of her name. And
Phone. Scott and Chandler has a question about something or other. Scott, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. What I'm doing in a nutshell, I'm hooking up a digital computerized jukebox.
Cool.
To two countertop games. Therefore, the two games will be able to interact with each other, and you will also be able to play the jukebox.
What do you mean by countertop games?
Like in the bars when you go...
Oh, okay.
You can be a jukebox hero at the bar.
Yeah.
That's right, because all the way in the back room, you'll be able to play music off the game instead of having to walk all the way to the jukebox.
You know, this is one of the most common questions we get at our website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're trying to do this crazy jukebox game thing, configuration majigger-majigger.
And it's basically very simple. What I need is it's all hooked up. I'm running a Cat 5 line out of the jukebox to a hub, and then from the hub, two Cat 5 lines.
I'm assuming that these devices all have an Ethernet connection?
Yes.
Okay.
So the connections are all fine. My problem is the second machine is 85 feet away.
Uh-huh.
It won't carry the signal, so I need a signal booster.
No, hang on. You've got some other problem, because the 85 feet is certainly within the cat or the Ethernet spec for distance of how far things can go.
105 meters is the distance that you can go. So that's
approximately
about 300
and change feet.
So it's not a distance problem. Have you triple checked to make sure that you're a very common thing? Did you make your own cables?
Yes, but I got them to work at 35 feet and 15 feet.
Okay, but the 85-foot cable is different than the 35-foot cable.
I can tell you what you've done wrong.
Okay.
The reason that they call that cabling twisted pair is because you need to use color pairs. What that means is, right now you probably have all of them wired just, meaning like the orange pair first, then the blue pair, then the green pair, then the brown pair. Who cares what the order is as long as it's the same at both ends.
Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. But what you need to do, in Ethernet, there's only four pins used, and the pins are 1, 2, 3, and 6. So, 1 and 2 needs to be a color pair. Doesn't matter. Pick a color as long as it's the same at both ends. And 3 and 6 need to be a color pair. Not 3 and 4 and 5 and 6.
Right, because you're basically not using the twisted pair anymore. That's what they call twisted pair.
And so the farther you go, the more noise in the line, the harder it's going to be to communicate. As soon as you make 3 and 6 a pair, you can go up to 300 and change feet.
The reason they twist it is that helps to cancel out noise. And you're not doing that. So
how do you like that?
If you're not running past, if you're running past anything that's got electromagnetic fields on it, you're probably
even without that, it's going to be real slow either way. So make sure that 3 and 6 are a pair, not 3 and 4 and 5 and 6. Does that make sense at all?
Well, it makes sense, but when I did run them all, you know, like you said, identical on both ends.
Right, but listen to what I said. 3 and 6 have to be a color pair, meaning.
Okay.
You need to have, like, 1 and 2 is a pair right now, 3 and 4 is a pair, 5 and 6. Well, that means 3 and 6 are not a pair. They're from separate pairs, which is going to cause all kinds of noise and problems.
Which is not the Ethernet standard, which is going to diminish your reach.
Do 4, 5, 7, and 8 have to be exactly the same?
4, 5, 7, and 8 can be cut out and not even connected.
They don't even matter, really, but if you want to get technical stuff, there are two different standards for wiring Ethernet. And I would go and research those a little bit. I'm not going to explain over the air because it gets a little bit technical. But
right.
The only thing that really matters, if you care, is 1 and 2 must be a pair, 3 and 6 must be a pair. Everything else does not matter.
Okay.
Okay?
I will try that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're well within the standard of Ethernet. So remember that, all you out there trying to make your own Ethernet cables, 1, 2, 3, and 6.
And I would do a little research or borrow a friend who knows about that in the future if you're going to do those on your own.
Make sure you've got really good crimpers.
If you go buy a commercially made cable, even like a 5 or 6 foot one, and look at it, you'll understand exactly what I mean in about 2 seconds.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, gentlemen.
All right, good luck, Scott. Sounds like it's a good time, fun time at Scott's house.
And time for a break here on the Computer Corner. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and Michael Valdivia
asking you, do you know how your Ethernet cables are wired?